Track 8. Ready for listening. Part 3. Multiple choice.
On this week's In Partnership programme, we talk to Sandra Payton and David Sadler, who together run the successful media company Advert Eyes, specialising in the making of TV commercials. Sandra, if I could start with you, what were you doing before you set up In Partnership with David, and what made you change?
Well, I was directing drama mostly for a small satellite TV company. It was an interesting experimental time for me. They were a young, dynamic group and seemed to be going places. But these were troubled times for the business in general, and they just weren't making enough money. Anyway, things weren't looking too good for me. As I'd been the last to arrive, I reckoned I'd probably be the first to have to leave.
So you jumped before you were pushed, so to speak?
That's right. And that was a great shame, because I'd never felt so comfortable working in a team as I did with that group of people.
David, you had a similar background, didn't you?
Yes, I'd also made a name for myself directing TV drama, but with the much larger Trenton TV. I left them because they were moving in a different direction to where I wanted to go, but the experience proved invaluable for the future. I can see that now.
In what way?
Working in close collaboration with others is an integral part of this business. That's always been clear to me, but I came to realise that you can't rely on other people to make things work. It's a tough old world, and ultimately, it's down to you. It's a question of attitude. Things only happen if you let them. And if you only see grey skies and gloomy days ahead, that's what you'll get.
So the whole thing focused you for your future with Advert Eyes.
That's right. I did a lot of growing up with Trenton.
Well, tell us how you met each other, Sandra.
We were introduced at a party by a mutual friend. I remember I was very wary of David at first. He already had quite a reputation in the business. His past work spoke for itself. And he looked so serious, so apparently indifferent to everything. He mentioned some vague idea he had for setting up a business, something to do with advertising. But that wasn't what struck me most. I just couldn't get over how animated, how passionate he became when he talked about, well, everything really. It was difficult not to be carried along by his words.
So when he asked you to join him, you had no hesitation in accepting?
Well, it was actually Sandra who asked me, and I was the one who had no hesitation. My colleagues at Trenton had warned me against going into business with a complete unknown. They said it was too much of a gamble. But when I met Sandra, it was like looking into a mirror. Here at last was someone on my wavelength, someone who looked at life through the same camera lens. And anyway, I felt it was time to do something different, to live a little dangerously.
And has it been? Dangerous, I mean?
Anything but. Funnily enough, though, it's turned out that we do have quite a lot of differences, but these have all been to our advantage. Sandra, for example, has much more of a business brain than I do.
Is that right, Sandra?
Well, yes, it seems to be a hidden talent of mine, but I've had to learn the hard way. Raising money, for example, was an absolute nightmare. We just couldn't seem to get the finance.
That must have been quite disheartening.
Well, no, you can't afford to let things like that get you down. It was no good getting upset about it. Throwing a tantrum in a bank manager's office is never a good idea. You might need to go back there one day. No, I just couldn't work out what the problem was, given our experience and the way the advertising market was shaping up at the time. We were just a small concern asking for a small amount of money.
But you obviously got the money.
Yes. I met an investor who understood what we were about, and then once we'd made a couple of ads, money was easier to come by.
David, how does advertising work compare with TV drama? Is it very different?
Well, for a start, there's more money around than for normal TV work, and that can be very liberating. But the market's understanding of quality may not be the same as yours, and you find your creativity stifled. Yes, it's our own company, and it may seem a creative business to an outsider, but an advert is not your own baby in the same way that a TV drama might be. There are too many people who have a say in what you do and what goes into the advert.
Yes, I go along with that. Although for me, running a business can be incredibly creative.
So what does the future hold for Advert Eyes? What are your plans for the company?
Well, we can't really say too much at the moment. It's not that we're not willing to, it's just that we're not entirely certain how things will work out ourselves.
That's right. The normal thing might be to look at some type of long-term growth for the business, but at the moment we're concentrating on consolidating our position rather than branching out. Who knows what the future will bring?
Sandra, David, the very best of luck for the future. There we must leave it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.